Hi, Marty Lurie here with the manager of the Giants, Bruce Bochy. Cooperstown, it's Hall of Fame weekend. Jeff Bagwell goes in, Tim Raines, and a catcher who you saw, Pudge Rodriguez. Let me get your thoughts about those players and what you remember about them. Let's start with Bagwell.
Well, I have some tough memories on Bagwell because he did a lot of damage against my teams. And, you know, Bagwell was a complete player. I know you think of a first baseman as a power hitter, but very good base runner. Could steal a base, clutch hitter. You know, he had a little unique or unorthodox batting stance where he, in his stride, he actually went backwards a little bit with the front foot. You just don't see that very often, but tough out. Yeah, had a small strike zone and had very good strike zone awareness, but made a mistake. You probably were going to pay for it. I thought a great ball player. I mean, we know he's a very good hitter and did a lot of damage there, but he had the whole game. Very good first baseman, very good base runner. You know, that Houston team, they had some good athletes, and he certainly was one of them.
Well, what I remember about him, of course, he came over from the Red Sox for Larry Anderson, and that trade was a tremendous trade. They needed a relief pitcher, Boston, and they gave up this kid Bagwell, who I think was a third baseman, and I think your buddy Art Howe made him a first baseman.
Right, right. And, you know, Artie, I'm sure, has some fond memories of this guy who did so much for his team. And but, you know, and he was that good athlete where he could play third base. You know, the one thing, his arm, you know, toward the end wasn't the best. But like I said, he had very good hands. And, you know, for a guy that can play infield on the left side of the infield, that's usually a pretty easy change to go over to first base. And but, you know, more importantly is he had the bat to do that. You know, some guys, sure, you like to put him over there, but, you know, at first base positions where you're looking for a lot of production, and he certainly gave them that.
Yeah, Tony Perez did it for the Reds. And you played against Tony Perez. He did. He was a third baseman for the Reds when he came up, and they made him a first baseman.
Right, right. And, you know, we've had a couple in the minor leagues that Ryder Jones, I'm just, you know, guys that even Wong that we put over there because we always think they have the ability. But, you know, when you have that flexibility on your club where you may have a good third baseman or a couple of them, Pablo Sandoval we put at first base. So, but Tony Perez, you know, ended up making that change too. He's here, he is in the Hall of Fame. But again, Marty, it gets back to what I'm talking about as far as the bat. You know, the bat plays for those guys to be able to go over there and play first and be still be an impact player.
Great point. Bruce Bochy with us. All right, Tim Raines, maybe one of the second, third greatest leadoff hitters ever. Ty Cobb, of course, Ricky Henderson. Then Tim Raines.
Right. When you talk about Tim Raines, you know, he's the Ricky Henderson of the National League. And I know Ricky played in the National League some, but Raines, the Rock, as they called him, I mean, he just impacted the game with his speed. But also the bat, switch hitter, very good hitter from both sides, you know, explosive speed. Again, a player that had the whole game and very, very exciting player to watch. And, you know, when you're – and I can remember we were trying to get him back when I was with San Diego, and he's a guy we wanted to get with Tony Gwynn, but couldn't quite happen. But this guy just put up great numbers and well-deserved because a lot of people don't realize how good he was. But you look at the numbers, but probably for us, guys who saw him firsthand on the field quite a bit, we knew how good he was and how much he impacted the game.
Arm for him in the outfield, what kind of center fielder was he?
A lot of range, a lot of speed. Arm was not his strength, you know. It's all right, but, you know, it was more the range and the instincts of playing out there.
All right, that's Tim Raines, and we've talked about Jeff Bagwell. Now we're getting into your area, Pudge Rodriguez, the catcher, and of course, came up with Texas and broke all sorts of records, longevity records and everything else.
Just incredible. I thought receiver, thrower, just electric how he could throw the ball. But probably as much as anything is really how consistent he was and how durable he was. This guy caught every day. You look at Bench and those Yogi Berra and those guys. Well, he was one of those guys that when you went to watch him play, odds are he was playing. He didn't take a lot of days off, and he was he built perfect, I think, to be a everyday catcher. He had a low center of gravity, very strong and very durable, but also made himself into a good hitter, tough out, used the whole field well. Now he can pop one, he could hit the long ball for you, but really a gap-to-gap guy that was a smart hitter too, and he helped his team win. That's what I'd look at as guys who made their teams better. And all three of these guys that we've talked about, Marty, have made their teams that much better in being winners because of these players.
Very good. Good analysis here. Very good. I think you got another career coming. When you're ready, we'll talk to Affeldt and see if we can break you in here. But what you said about Rodriguez is good. I remember the arm when he first sort of broke onto the scene. Low center of gravity, but, boy, he could throw.
Right, and that's what you remember about Pudge Rodriguez. I remember in high school, I would skip school to go down to Vero Beach just to watch Steve Yeager throw. They're built similar, and when they threw the ball, I mean, it never dropped at all. I mean, it was just a straight line to second base, and they got so much carry on the ball, and that's what Pudge was, and you just couldn't run on the guy. He was that quick and that accurate, and one of the, if not the best throwers. Now, I'm always going to be biased with Johnny Bench, but Pudge Rodriguez, I mean, what a great arm he had. And he just looked forward to the challenge for guys to go. I mean, you could tell he enjoyed that part of the game and took a lot of pride in it.
Well, one last thought for you. There aren't that many catchers in the Hall of Fame when you think about it. You named a couple of them, but we left out Fisk and Carter. And just get your thoughts, since we're talking Hall of Fame. Those are two great Hall of Famers, and you were playing when Fisk and Carter played.
Right, and again, two guys that were so durable. I mean, they really were horses that you could run out there every day. Carlton Fisk was a little different. In fact, he was taller. He's about 6'4", but, helped his team in Boston win so many games there, and then went to White Sox. A leader type guy, but a good hitter, a good offensive catcher, along with being a good game caller and a handler of pitchers. And same with Gary Carter. Carter, with his years in Montreal and then New York, just incredible job he did behind the plate. But also, you're talking about guys that hit in the heart of the order. They were cleanup hitters. You don't see that very often with catchers like we have. That's why I think we have a Hall of Famer here. I don't think I know with Buster Posey. You look at what he's accomplished, and to have a guy that's so good at handling the pitching staff, which all those guys were, and yet they're hitting cleanup, and you just don't see that very often. That's why those guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Well, one thing I remember about Fisk was he went out to the mound a lot, because he ran the game. He took care of the game. Did you go out to the mound a lot and talk to pitchers?
Well, there's times when you have to go out there, and so you try to pick your moments. Now, Carlton went out there a lot. He liked to slow the game down, and I think that's kind of the American League thing over there a little bit. But he did, love to go out there and slow it down or talk to the pitcher. I like to keep the game moving. But there's times when you have to go out there. And one thing, I know this year hasn't gone well, but even in our winning years, our average game time has always been one of the best. We try to keep things in flow, try to keep the pitcher in rhythm. Now we're, to be honest, we are making more trips to the mound. We're trying to keep their focus and slow things down.
All right, well, great to have you on. Good analysis of the Hall of Fame and catching especially, so I appreciate the time as always.
Hey, Marty, always good to talk with you.
Good.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.